ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the eighth supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the dua of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam when seeking refuge from evil traits and blameworthy actions. We are still discussing the first verse of this beautiful supplication, and that is when Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam starts seeking refuge of Allah from evil traits. And in our previous session, we mentioned an outline of how the traits are formed in the human soul. What is the phenomena of the formation of the evil traits in the soul in general?
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
a very important point that we would like to also point out to is that here, notice that, you know, when it comes to changing the traits of a person, usually the human being sees himself as an independent person in doing so. For example, he will try his best to avoid anger, he will try his best to avoid greed, he will try his best to avoid the evil things that he knows that these are evil things and they are not good, especially those things that it has not come in the form of traits in himself. It is still in the state of hal and state, as we mentioned earlier. And sometimes, no, he has formed a habit in himself, but he doesn't like that habit. That means that it is not united with him, because he does not like that habit that he has formed. For example, he is niggardly, he doesn't like giving charity. Or for example, he doesn't like to, you know, respect others. All these beautiful characteristics that he should have, he does not have, for example. And he has evil traits, so he wants to change. So he struggles. He struggles by thinking, what should he do? By looking at what the ulama have said, how to go about it when you want to, you know, monitor yourself and change and transform yourself, all right? So he struggles his best. This is one way of looking at the whole situation. But then a monotheist, a person who knows that any change that happens in anybody, it is only by Allah's permission. And it is only by Allah's tawfiq and the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows to this person. Never will a person be able to purify himself. However much he starts, you know, struggling, the reason is that if Allah does not want, nothing can happen. So this should be there in his mind. That, all right, we have to struggle. That is the path that we should struggle. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That the human being will not have save what he struggles for. But then, this struggle itself also cannot transpire without Allah's assistance, without Allah's help. And if he puts it in his mind that, you know, everything is controlled by Allah, that even, you know, going towards good and refraining from bad is also Allah's bestowal, then he will always ask Allah. And that is when he says, Inni a'udhu bika. When Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam starts saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajanil hirs, he's actually telling us indirectly that, you know, I believe that even when I want to leave these evil traits, I cannot do so without Allah's help. And this is what is known as, you know, seeking refuge in a monotheistic way, not in a way whereby a person thinks that, okay, I'm seeking refuge, but, you know, I can also work hard and I can also get that position of, you know, being away from these evil traits. No, we cannot. In fact, there is a very beautiful statement that we now and again are taught to recite, and sometimes we also recite partly in prayer. We say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. This is that monotheistic expression that we should have, that there is no state, la hawla wa la quwwata, nor is there any power, illa billah, save by Allah's power and, you know, through Allah's strength. I don't have anything of my own. When a person understands this and prays, it makes a great difference. And that is when he sees that there is a change in him. And this is how we have to supplicate. So this is one of the noteworthy points that we should understand while we say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, a very important thing also is to know what this is all about, the evil traits that Imam starts enumerating and starts seeking refuge of Allah from them. The first thing that he mentions is Hayajanul Hirs. What is Hayajanul Hirs? Hayajan, the word Hayajan, the root word Hayajan, Ha, Ye, and Jim. If you look at authoritative lexicographers, they talk of what is, it is known as Thawran. Thawran means, you know, something that is stirred up, it is aroused, it is evoked, it is provoked. These are the things that we can say when it comes to Hayajan, Hayajanul Hirs. That Hirs and Hirs is, Alaqa Shadida, or something that you desire extremely. And we call it greed, for example. Especially when we talk of Hirs, we talk of, you know, greed with regard to the things of the world. That is what is reprimanded and it is blameworthy. Otherwise, if you look at the word hirs, it is also used for positive things. You know, like for example, if a person has extreme desire for the good of another, so that is a positive thing. Inshallah, we will look at this phrase in detail and also look at it from the Quranic point of view also, so that we understand it properly. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد